Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with City of Broken Dreamers, so let's go ahead and get started. Ugh, fuck! Breathes in heavily. Another bad dream, sir? Yeah, Sam, the same one as always. Can I get you something to help you sleep? Ugh, nah, that's okay. Hey, what time is it? It is currently 2:45 in the morning. May I suggest a slight stroll to get your mind off things? Good idea. Shouldn't you be sleeping? Fuck, you scared the shit out of me. I just had a bad dream. I can tell your aura is all over the place. Come on, darling, follow me. Where to? You need to get over your desire to know everything at all times. It would help cleanse you of your negative energy. Just keep it down. Little guy must have passed out. I don't want to sound rude, but what's his deal? Glenn? Poor thing has been on the spectrum for sure, but he's also a bit of a savant. Normally this world would step on someone like him, but he was able to find that useful niche that people need. Reminds me of us in a way. We're not meant for a normal life, neither is he. Well, if you think he can help, I believe it. He'll do his best. It's you I'm worried about. Most would call what you're doing suicide. I know. If you're that worried, I could always use some of your stash. Now, don't you even think about it. Those are in case of an emergency. Come on, do you really need that much firepower? LA's like a big bubble that just keeps getting fatter. When it pops, which it will, those are gonna keep this place safe. But that's tomorrow's talk. You need something to help you sleep. Betty, I'll be fine. I don't need anything. Nonsense. Just park your behind there. What is it? It's warm milk, you idiot. What were you expecting? Not that, but hell, it sounds great right about now. No psychedelics in here, right? The best kind, nutmeg. Just drink it and try to get some rest. Heh, thank you, Betty. Don't mention it. I need you in prime condition so you can hurry up and get out of my hair. Let's try this now. Early the next morning. Ugh, morning, Venus. Never mind. Huh? Venus, where's Gloria? Venus, wake up! After a moment, Venus's still body begins to move as she opens her eyes. Good morning, Grim. Would you like to fuck my ass? Well, damn!
Dear man, if it is. I could have wrote my own script.
Yeah, I mean, damn, that's like definitely selling the sex bots here. I'm starting to think I didn't quite fix you right. Venus, where's Gloria? Not here. I can see that. Where is she? She left last night. What? What do you mean she left? Why didn't you stop her? I am not allowed to restrain anyone without a safe... A fucking course. Fine. Why didn't you tell us? She told me not to say anything until the morning. Fuck me. Not a request, just a statement. Did she say where she was going? Still exiting hibernation. A moment, please. Isn't it a little too early to start screaming? Gloria snuck off last night. She what? I know. Hold on. Hold on. We have to find her. Yeah, well, right now, we have no idea where she went or how long ago she left, but Venus here may know something. Venus, tell us what happened. There we are. Gloria left after she saw a report about the singer Ellen Lane's hospitalization on the Midnight's News. Ellen, she's alive. According to the report, yes. After seeing that, Gloria became agitated and began to pack up what she could. Did she say where she was headed? No, but she did leave a message for you. Hey, Biggs, I'm sorry. Not a great way to wake up, I'm sure. But, excuse me, when I saw that Ellen was alive, I realized just how lucky I was that no one had died yet. You raised me well, and I'll be careful, but seeing you risking yourself for me, I can't bear it. Who knows what happened to Ellen and you? Well, we talked about it. I can't be the reason you die, and I know you'll say it's not gonna happen, but I know better. You taught me well, Henry. I'll be back, I promise. Live your life, Henry. You're gracious and kind. Don't waste the time you've got left on a lost cause. Tell Grim and Katie I'm sorry as well. I know they risked a lot to help me. Though knowing Grim, he's probably next to you listening to this anyway. I put too many people in danger. I'm sorry, but I need to stop here. If I keep talking, I might not leave. I love you, Henry. I'll do right by you and Ellen. I promise. Damn it. She's going to the hospital. We don't know that. Where else does she have to go? I have to catch her before she does something that gets her killed. Wait, even if that's true, we can't just storm into a Baynard hospital. Watch me. Shit. Meanwhile, at Baynard Hospital. What have I done? Victoria quietly approaches the side of Ellen's bed. Ellen? If you thought you hated me yesterday, you will never forgive me after last night. Ugh, the hell? Forgive you for what? Another diabolical plot twist? And what damn time is it? It's early. I didn't mean to wake you. Well, I'm fucking up now. Hold on. Did she say something wrong? Oh, okay. She did say it's early. Well, I'm fucking up now, so answer the question. What did you do? Did you get Gloria? Is that it? No, not that. So what is it? Some business. Nothing I'd particularly like to share. Just know it's something I'm not proud of. Cry me a fucking river. You're not getting any sympathy from me. I don't expect any. Good. Now that that's over, why in the prime hell am I always waking up to you half naked? Huh, I suppose that would be rather off-putting. Fuck me, you're really something else, you know that? To answer your question, it's a matter of convenience and efficiency. This location is ideal. My residence is further out. Time is money, is it not? Surprise people like you don't have that tattooed on your ass. I don't have any tattoos. They aren't allowed. I did not have another reason for coming here. Ellen, you can still be of assistance. Get fucked. It will be well worth your while, and help assure the best outcome for all involved. Even if I did know, which I already told you, I fucking don't. I wouldn't tell you shit. So cut the vixen bullshit, I'm not helping you. I was afraid you would act this way. Listen to me, Ellen. Just tell me where they are. Bite me. We can help her. Besides, do you really think Grimm has her best interests in mind? Yeah, I do. Ellen, just tell me, and then everything will be alright. What are you? That's it. Now think back. They might have mentioned something, some clue you overlooked. Anything at all, and you can get your old life back again. As if I'd want it. Find it yourself. Find him yourself! Now, Ellen... Ha ha ha! Your voodoo shit doesn't work. Now get your plastic ass out of my room. We will continue this later. Don't rush on my account. Victoria's attention is drawn away as she begins to listen intently. Yes, ma'am. Of course. My apologies, Miss Lane, but I'm afraid our conversation must end abruptly. Just when I thought we were bonding. Redondo Beach? Who are you talking to? Yes, I'll direct our assets there now. Go run your errands. May we continue this conversation later? Not like I have a choice, do I? Back to staring at the ceiling. Listen to me. What is the plan? Just bust through the front doors? If I have to, Grimm. I can't stay here and sit on my ass while she's out there alone. Okay, let's just calm down and figure this out, okay? Sorry. We'll get her back. Ellen, too. Ellen, I'm glad she's alright. She's one of the good ones. Don't know about alright, but alive is better than the alternative. Maybe Katykins can... Can what? Jeez, look at you two. Who died? Yeah, hold on. Jeez, look at you two. Who died? Oh, wait. Who died? No one. It's... Gloria, she's... She's what? Missing. What? Why? You just found her. Where'd she go? We don't know for sure, but the hospital seems likely. Baynard? That's the one. Why would she go to a hospital run by the people who sent you to get her? Apparently that's where Ellen is. Your friend Ellen? She's alive? Looks that way. Well, at least we have some good news. And another reason we need to go in fast. Who knows what Baynard might try on her? Agreed. When do we leave? Not a chance. Did either of you do your residency there? Do you know the place like the back of your hand? But... Do either of you have the medical knowledge to diagnose Ellen and move her safely if needed? No. You can't win this argument with me, big guy. So yeah, I'm coming with you. She's got you, Henry. So then, you three are heading out? Hold on, let me say that again. So then, you three are heading out? No need to fill me in. I heard what happened. You're very loud when you're agitated, handsome. Sorry. You three head to the hospital. I'll have Venus run a scan on the feeds, and I'll run Overwatch and let you know if anything comes up. Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am? Oh, how you wound me. As for you, Doctor, no way are you going out like that. There wasn't much here. I got something just for you, dearie. Don't you worry your pretty... Oh, okay. Don't you worry your pretty red aura about it. Well, it can't be more revealing than this thing. A bit less, you'll see. Come with me. You can meet them outside. All right. Look, I didn't mean to raise my voice in there. I've been losing my cool a lot lately. I understand. Hey, we'll find her. She'll be all right. Gloria's a smart girl, and you taught her well. Knowing she's okay is the only thing that keeps me going most days. Henry, it's true. I didn't think I'd care about anything after the war.
Cry?
What we saw was bad, but I heard stories about the augment units. Even to Spec Ops, you guys were legends. Hardly. When you fought the Red Moon, you said you had to face your past. What happened? Henry goes silent for a few seconds. Were you part of the mainland invasion? No, I've heard stories, though. Whatever you heard, it was worse. Our unit was tasked with destroying the Red Moon production facilities, cut off the head of the snake. Intel had us attack a suspected location in Neo Kobe. Clear! Alright, Gibson. Next building. There were so many of them. Red Moon? Civilians. Akutsuki employees. It was a massacre. It was war, Henry. You know shit gets fucked up real quick. More than you think. We learned something after all those people died. What's that? That the Red Moon did not take kindly when we hit civilian targets. They countered that night. It was hard fought, but we managed. Half of us, that is. And that was just the beginning. What do you mean? We no longer targeted the facilities. Allied intel couldn't find them. We couldn't cut them off at the source, but we could draw them out. One or two at a time. All it took was a few dozen dead civilians. Fuck me, how long did this go on? A few times. It wasn't long before China launched the New Year's strikes. And the war was over. But not for us. This shit in my neck, it does a lot. But what they never told us was that it suppressed our conscience. We murdered civilians, pointlessly, and we didn't care. Until we did. Within a year, our inhibitors started breaking down. And suddenly the realization of everything you have become hits you. You're a soldier without an army. The war is over, but your guilt lasts forever. So that's why it's personal between you and the Red Moon. Yeah. Shit, here comes Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
What are you two staring at? Nothing.
It is.
Well, no time to wait. Let's head off. There it is. Hate this place. Way too big. Yeah, but big means a lot of ways in and out. Alright, Katie. So where are we exactly? The disposal bay. Our best shot to get in unnoticed. Why's that? Most of the disposal workers are GDS. Horrible work, but better than nothing. No one will notice a few extra people walking around, especially down here. Sounds good. What exactly do they dispose of? The usual. Syringes, bandages, feces, urine, bile, surgical waste, cadavers. Oh, and sometimes med students would use this area to smuggle out expired drugs. Students? Right, those who knew the drugs could be used to, say, help the disadvantaged. Gloria, please be here. How much longer is Mandy gonna make us wait? Give the stupid prick time. He says he'll get good pills and he'll bring. Man follows his word. I just hate hospitals. Got enough nearly deaders back home. Stop with the whine. Not like we're all going inside. Excuse me. Not like we're going inside. Mandy comes, we do the pickup, we leave. Simple pie. Not expert difficulty like your last job. Fuck you. We still got what we needed. Sesh says we could have used him for more. Ice is cracking under your feet, so boss man say, what the fuck, it's them, the dudes that jumped me. Those the guys that jumped you? Sasha girl? That mountain all over the nets? Famous he is. He's with the wanted girl. Bounty is huge. Same girl they want over at the pit? Yeah, we find her. Fucking payday. Just up ahead. What about security? Half the cameras don't work down here. We just need to find... Perfect. The driver is asleep. He wouldn't do that if the cam worked. Then let's just slip past that truck. Ugh. Wow. What's the matter? It smells almost as bad as you, Henry. Do you want me to put you through a wall? Because I'll put you through a wall. Can you two not do this right now? Sorry, Doc. As the three of you enter the human disposal bay, multiple trucks are lined up waiting for their holes to be filled. So what now? Katie, what do you think? Well, a few ways we can go. That should lead to operations. Up over there should lead to research. And that lift should head to the main wards. Ellen is probably in the wards, but we may find some useful stuff down here. Katie, is that it up ahead? Katie, is this it up ahead? Yeah, that should be the research area. My old stomping grounds. It was an interesting residency. I wouldn't call what Banner does as interesting. The worst stuff happens at HQ. This was the public-facing research, the kind you can bring home to Dad. Problem was, it wasn't very profitable, so the staff got absorbed into the HQ branch or fired. Basically a ghost department now. Katie, see if you can get in. I doubt I still have access. Can't Sam get you in? Worth a shot. Sam? Negative, sir. No, they've locked him out. For good, it looks like. Well, I guess I can try. Katie punches in her old access code. Access denied. Crap. We're gonna have to find another way. No problem. Let's keep moving. Operations are just ahead. Down here? What kind of operations do they do? Tech admin, servers, water, all the stuff that keeps the place running. It's mostly automated. Keeps it out of sight. Works out for us. Henry, check the door. On it. Locked. I think it's barred from the other side. Can't you do your magic on it? Heh, not this one. At least not quickly, and definitely not quietly. Well, there's that gate up there. Pretty damn small. Sam, can you crack it? Checking. I believe so, sir. I have access to the maintenance systems and have ensured entry into the next room. No way we can fit, Doc. It has to be you. Yeah, Katie, he's right. Not a chance. I'm not going into that. But, Doc, neither of us would fit. I said no. I'm not going in there.
Why not?
Katie, we're both counting on you. This may help us find Gloria. Please. I can't.
Why not?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Katie, why not? It won't be that bad. Says you. You won't be the one stuck up there. Katie, please. I'm sorry. I can't. Shit, we have to try something else. Sir, this is the way to the upper wards. The door is unlocked. There's no way we aren't going to get noticed when we head up there. Why is that? Down here, there's barely a soul. Up there? Up there, though, a lot of staff. Grim, we don't have much choice. This is as close as we're going to get. There's still the research area, for instance. Not sure how useful that is, though. I know you guys don't think that place is important, but we might uncover something valuable. Let me think.
Your research.
Let's go back and check that research area. Okay, how about we try this again? Not sure what we can do. Neither Sam nor I can access it. Well, we may be out of options then. We have no choice, bruh. Sir, this is the way to the upper wards. The door is unlocked. There's no way we aren't going to get noticed when we hit... Okay, well, we talked about that. We have no choice, man. We have more pressing matters. Katie, you ready? Guess I have no choice. As the three of you head up, the sound of panic and commotion can be heard. You enter a chaotic scene. Patients everywhere with the staff struggling to manage. What on earth? What's going on? Breaking. Deadly riots erupt all around LA. Oh shit. Reports are coming in this morning of violent pro-GDS protests across the city. The LAPD and multiple private security forces have reported a startling amount of casualties. Jesus. Oh my god, I didn't know things were this bad. So many people, Grim. It's awful. Looks like a combat support hospital. There's a silver lining. We can use this as an opportunity. Henry's right. We're the last thing they care about right now. I should be at my clinic. They need me right now. Katie. I know. What do you want me to do? Use the panic. Find out where they're keeping Ellen. Henry or I would just scare them. Fine, but they may not give me the time of day right now. I can't right now, miss. I just wanted to know if I could find Miss Ellen Lane. I'm her insurance adjuster, and I need her to sign some papers. The hell? I don't have time for this. Southeast Wing, I think. Some people. Insurance? Yeah, well, even in an emergency, they'll always be around trying to avoid paying. It must be turning into madness out there. Well, it works for us. No time to waste. What's going on out there? Ellen hears a muffled groan and a sharp bang outside. Keep it down, you sons of... Ellen, there you are. Hey. Ellen. Grim, Henry, random girl I don't know. Hey. Hey, I'm Katie. Nice to meet you. Now that we're done with the small talk, can you get me the fuck out of here? Ellen, have you seen Gloria? What do you mean? I've been in this fucking bed since I saw you last. Shit. Wait, you lost her? How the fuck did you lose her? Ellen, please. Grim, what do we do now? We get Ellen out of here after that. Grim, let me make sure we can actually move her without making things worse. Quickly. Wow, you're lucky to be alive. I heard that already. No, seriously, with back damage this severe, it would cost a fortune to... I get it. I'm fucked up. Lucky, whatever. Can you stop fucking gawking like an idiot and get me out of this bed? Now would be nice. Sure thing, but one question. Do you want to drink your meals through a straw for the rest of your life? No. Then let me do my job. Well, shit. Let her finish, Ellen. We'll have you out of here soon. Good. I can be such a bitch. Sorry, you didn't deserve that. Comes with a job. You get used to it. Still, now I feel like shit snapping at you. I'll survive. They really did good work. Maybe the best I've ever seen. So we can move her? Oh, yeah. Just try not to drop her down a flight of stairs or anything. Henry, there are clothes in there. This doesn't seem like you. Don't even ask, big guy. Trust me, I won't. Let's just go. Please. Sure thing, big guy. Katie, help her get dressed. We'll take her back to Betty's. I just hope our little spy network found something. It's our only shot. She could be anywhere. Okay, one disgruntled patient in a dress coming up. Ugh.
Damn,
Ellen, that looks good. Huh? Wrong place, wrong time, Grim. I think I can get used to this. Let me check the hallway. We can get to the elevator and right out the front door during this whole mess. Do it. Hold up. Okay, quickly, to the elevator. We're coming, not too fast. Last thing I want to do is hurt her even more. I feel so useless right now. Don't say that. Not being able to fucking walk? When you're in this position, you let me know. I've been where you are. Paralyzed from the waist down as well, so yeah, I get it. Damn, Henry, you really have been through this shit, haven't you? Yeah, and, could you fix your top? Huh, yeah, sure. Guys, we need to move before they notice she's missing. Giddy up, Bronco. Coming. Oh, hell, am I glad to be out of there. My car is just up this way. Fuck, this will be a tight squeeze. These ongoing riots prove Congress made the right decision when they passed the law. We cannot allow our country to fall into... God, I hate that bitch. Heh, you may be pretty cool after all. You're not so bad yourself. Alright guys, back to Betty's. Henry? Where are we going? I'll just let you see it for yourself. The sound of the motorcycle comes to a halt. Or the motorcycles comes to a halt. Damn, girl, they almost brought us back home. Well, Sasha girl, we jump them? We can't rush this, understand? I mean it. Those dudes will fuck us up. We call in the crew then. No, crew can't take them. Not head on. We follow them till we see her. We move when the time is right. Cake and pie. Sesh gonna flip. Burn Sesh, that cinder head will fuck the plan. We do this smart. We don't need backup. Grab her. Take her. 50-50, baby. You keep eyes on her. You keep eyes on here. I'm gonna watch them ancient wheels. Betty, we're back. Got another one for you. What the fuck? Why am I not surprised you've been hiding in a whorehouse? I'll never hear the end of this, will I? Oh no, gonna tell this shit to your grandkids. Let old Auntie Ellen tell you the story of the time your granddad hid out in a sex dungeon for robots. Surprisingly, it's not bad. Cleaner than I expected, and the owner's been really welcoming. Good. Need something normal and chill in my life. Well, okay, never mind that. You need a place to recover. It's not the most comfortable option, but I think the couch would be best in her condition. Not a bed? They're too, bouncy? She needs something stiffer. Let's have a quick laugh. That's what she said. Ow, laughing hurts. You're back. Another sister. Venus, relax, girl. I take it you didn't find Gloria. No. We'll keep looking. I need you to... Okay, she says, we'll keep looking. I need you to find her, because if we don't, I'll be out of rooms at this rate. You know I owe you, right, Betty? Screw it. Put her wherever. I'm going back to Glenn. He's tracking down your friend. Hopefully you found something. Venus, see that our new guest is taken care of. I overheard a couch would be preferable. We can take her to the recreational room as before. Sounds good. Keep an eye on her. Of course. Henry, I'm heading back to my place. Why? Supplies. Betty has guns aplenty here and ammo. But with the red moon out there, I need something with a little bit more punch. Be quick. It'll help Betty. Later, at your apartment. Well, I'm back in my apartment. Sam, bring up the security logs. I want to know if anyone has been in here since I left. Checking. Negative, sir. Everything is in order. I'm sure that won't last long. How about externals? Any stakeouts or tails? Yes, sir. You have someone following you at around 10 meters. Shit, we'll have to lose them later. Keep eyes on them and let me know if they do anything. So this is the haunted house, Spook? Your tail is closing in, sir. It's the Bolter woman from the old precinct. Under your breath. Where is she? 7 meters behind you now. Shall I activate security measures? Let her wait. Gives me time to think of something. She tries to get inside, just wait her. Place like this, you spooks really earn those bills, huh? Well, you were right, Sam. I thought I'd get back to a disaster. Bug's still disabled? I am not picking up any communication source from inside. Welcome home, sir. Too bad we can't stay long. Sam, unlock the ammo locker. Done. This will take a bit. Our Bolter friend being a good and proper citizen right now? Waiting outside patiently. You spend the next few minutes carefully gathering your gear. That should do it. Don't mess with those rounds, sir. You no longer have the funds to acquire new ones. Don't remind me. Those were going to be my retirement fund. What about the individual outside? Oh, we can do two things. We can confront her, or we can lose her out on the road.
Well, she knows where you live. Confront her.
Let's see what she wants, shall we? What the hell are you doing in there? Fucking Bolters. Oh, shit. Ah! Don't you know it's rude to sneak up on people? Sorry, just don't shoot me again. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So what now? You gonna kidnap me too? The fuck are you talking about? Like you did Glenn. Don't tell me you forgot already. Doesn't matter. The word says the whole city's looking for you, ghost. It's Sasha, right? Yeah.
Leave her on the floor? I don't know.
Well, Sasha, doesn't matter what you've heard. The stories are false. Now get up. Thanks. Now, you're going to tell me why you're, and I use the term lightly, shadowing me? It was Sesh. Boss Man wants you dead after what you did before. Bullshit, he'd be here with his pals. What's your game? For fuck's sake. The girl, she's worth a lot of credit if we get her to the pit. Why the hell does the pit have a reward for Gloria? Ugh, the pit looks after its own. She's in trouble. Bullshit. Look, I don't know why, but it's a big windfall. Fuck me, Baynard, Vostok, and now the pit? Sasha, you honestly don't seem that bad. Hell, for a bolter, you're practically a saint. I don't want to see you get hurt, so stay away from this. Now I'm walking out those doors. You're walking out 5 minutes later, no sooner. Understand? Yeah. Good, you follow, I'll know. The fucking pit. Just what we needed. Sir, you have an incoming call. Do I want to take it? Hard to say, sir. Who is it? Miss White, the younger. Wouldn't be a day without that brat livening it up. Answer it, Sam. What's up, Grim? Guess who has some prime info for you? Gonna go with you. Fuck to the yes. If you want it, meet me and Abby for brunch. You remember that cafe on Must Boulevard? Ooh, on my way or no time? We've always got time for brunch. Yeah, I know the place. I'm nearby. Baller, baller, silver dollar. See you soon. Alright, Sam. Let's go see what Chandra has. Shortly after at the cafe. This is probably a waste of time. Better be worth dragging me here, Chandra. I got a clue. Alright. So we're going to look at a new image that we unlocked here. Oh, we saw that one already. Oh, we missed some. Look at that. Okay. Yeah, we've missed so many images, especially in the beginning of the game. But it's different paths that you take, too.
Yeah.
We took some different paths.
You'd have to play it again.
Yeah. Also, we have to look at New Year's Strikes, the attack which ended the East Asian conflict in which high-yield nuclear weapons destroyed most of Tokyo and Osaka. The strikes happened just after midnight, January the 1st, 2030, during what was thought to be an armistice. According to PRC sources, the missiles were sent in retaliation to a first strike attempt by Japan. No evidence of Japan launching nuclear missiles was ever found. Wow. Okay, and with that sad note, we're going to be out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. The story is getting good. Not so much sex. I mean, there's some sexy bits here and there, I guess. But this has been really story-driven, and that's why I fucking love it. Because there's nothing like a good story. It's a sexy story, but it's good. It's well-written. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. And I think it really got better towards the later part of the game. Like, it just started to really build. I love how the drama is just kind of piling on here.
Yeah.
And if you like the game, you can support it. You know, Patreon, itch.io, a lot of ways to pick up the game. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley for more City of Broken Dreamers.